It'll be a long bus ride home for the Raptors. They still have a longer ride to come this summer when they head to Michigan a week before the All-Star break in July. Righty on righty, battle the first pitch to Edwards is fouled back. Two runs, six hits, an error for the Raptors. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for Waterloo. The 0-1. That one misses inside. Now a ball and a strike, the count on Edwards. After Halverson in the on-deck circle, to be Jay Williams to follow. The 1-1. Right on the outside corner, it's called a strike. Count now stands 1-2. Another pickoff move, giving Heisen a look prior to the 1-2 delivery. As mentioned, a busy day in sports, so thank you for tuning in to this broadcast of Raptor Baseball on this Monday night. 1-2, breaking ball, missing away, count evens, two balls and two strikes. Like we mentioned earlier on in the game, the baseball world, it's the finale of the College World Series, the winner go home game three between Texas A&M and Tennessee, and if you're a fan of hockey, game seven of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight. 2-2, we'll have to wait another pickoff move from Thornton to McGuire at first base. The Edmonton Oilers pull back the most unlikely comeback in sports history. Other teams have been down 3-0 before, but not like this. The 2-2. This one rolled over on the ground, left side. Boston, the shortstop, gloves and flips underhand to second. Ohnati receives on the 6-4 fielder's choice to retire the side. Thornton faces one over the minimum in the fourth. It's the first scoreless inning put up by Raptor pitching tonight here at Riverfront Stadium. 6-2 the score. We head to the fifth. It's Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It is the top of the fifth inning here in Waterloo. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors on WFHR, bringing you more Raptor baseball all season long. 6-2 the score in favor of the Bucks. It'll be the 3-4-5 spots to do battle in this inning for your Raptors. Jorge Degatti, 0-for-1 at two plate appearances, looking to extend his hitting streak to 11 games, facing the right-hander Kyle Beattie. Beattie in his third inning of work out of the stable. First pitch to Degatti is swung on and missed. Degatti in right field tonight for the Raptors, like he has been normally. Sacrifice fly in the first. He flew out to center field in his most recent trip to the plate to retire the side in the second. The 0-1. Catching the outside corner, it's nothing at two rather quickly. O2 the count here. Degatti has to go to work here. Payoff pitch. This one tapped out to the mound. Beattie will glove and take his time to flip this one over to first. It's a 1-3 put out for the first out of this fifth inning. Max McGuire's 2-for-2 today, a single in the first and a loud solo home run to lead off the third in his last trip up. 2 runs on 6 hits in air for the Raptors, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Bucks. First pitch from Beattie to McGuire. This is high for ball one. McGuire in the third, that was the first hitter Beattie faced. A rude awakening into the ballgame for Beattie in his second appearance in the Northwoods League and with Waterloo. The 1-0 pitch. Dotted on the outside corner, that fastball is called a strike. How about this? We've entered the fifth week of this season. They say time flies when you're having fun. 4 weeks ago on this day was the opener at Air Baker Field. 1-1 pitch missing outside as well. Now 2 balls and a strike on Max. It was an 8-7 win for the Raptors. Max Whitesell getting the save. Tristan Krusenberry was the opening day starter for the Raptors. Pierce Bowles came out of the bullpen and got the win. He's now here with Waterloo. Crazy how much things change in the span of a month. The 2-1. McGuire, a fastball in on his hand, shoots it the other way into right field. Jay Williams tracking and camping underneath to make the grab. 2 up, 2 down in this fifth inning. That is now 5 straight batters retired by Beattie out of the bullpen. It'll be up to Walker Buchanan to try and extend the inning with 2 outs and nobody on. Gannon 0 for 2 on the ballgame. A fly out to center in the first. He grounded out to short in the third. First pitch to him from Beattie. Misses upstairs for ball one. Morrison to start, then Beattie out of the pen for Waterloo. We'll see where Daryl Handelsman goes next. The second of this series. 1-0 pitch swung on a miss. Count evens a ball and a strike. After tonight, another home game. The final of a 3-game stand for Waterloo. They host the Rochester Honkers at 6:35 here at Riverfront Stadium. The 1-1. Fastball right down the heart of the plate. It's in there for a called strike. Count now 1-2. Schaefer on deck. Boston to follow. Raptors looking for some 2-out magic to keep this inning alive, trailing by 4 in the fifth. The 1-2. He got him swinging. Buchanan down on strikes, back-to-back, 1-2-3 innings for the right-hander Kyle Beattie out of the bullpen. In his Riverfront Stadium debut, we head to the home half of the fifth inning, 6-7-8. Halverson, Williams, and Schulte do up against the Raptor bullpen. It is Raptor baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles from opening day to all those summer nights. You'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Donald Driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning here from Riverfront Stadium, home of the Waterloo Bucks. 6-2 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice. The Raptors back on WFHR. 6-7-8 due up in this inning for Waterloo. Ian Halverson, Jake Williams. Then Cooper Schulte will do battle against the right-hander from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, Maddox Thornton. Two runs, six hits in air for the Raptors. Six runs on eight hits and no errors for Waterloo. First pitch, missing the inside corner on a breaking ball from Thornton. It's 0-1. Halvorsen, 0-2 today, hit to a 5-4 fielder's choice to end the first, ground out to the second baseman back in the third. The Raptors, when we get to the sixth, 6-7-8, Schaefer, Boston, and McIntosh do up. Thornton looks in, gets his signs from Duggar, the 1-0 home. Missing low and away now, two balls and no strike. First scoreless inning thrown up by Raptor pitching was in that bottom of the fifth inning. A run in the first and third for the Raptors. One in the first, four in the second, one in the third for Waterloo as the 2-0 pitch on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball is tapped foul. Tomorrow night, 6:35, Capital Credit Union Park. You know where to find us. WFHR, 6:25 first pitch, or I should say 6:25 pregame show, is the 2-1 misses high. It's now three balls and a strike. Right here on WFHR, Rockers, Raptors, game one of two. 3-1, Halvorsen puts this one in the air down the right field line. That's going to drop fair, and Jorge Dugatti's got to go shag it down the line. Halvorsen trots into second standing. It's a leadoff double in this home half of the fifth inning. Jay Williams has an RBI chance here with nobody out in the home half of the fifth. Williams already has a run driven in today. That was on the three unassisted he had back in the third. Struck out swinging in the second. Williams from the left side will get his first look at Thornton in this ballgame. Arnon Bulavecich went 2 2/3 innings in his fifth start of the summer, allowed 7 hits, 6 runs, all of which were earned. He walked 3 and struck out 1. First pitch to Williams misses up and away. A ball and no strikes. Thornton, as mentioned, after he entered in the ballgame, the ERA leader for the Raptors in this season. In his 14 innings pitched entering tonight, an ERA under 2. Looking back at second, the 1-0. Shot on the ground, foul down the first base line. Another extra base hit for Waterloo. The lone home run tonight coming off the bat of Max McGuire on the Rapids side. For the Bucks, a two-run shot, the second from Chase Beatty. 1-1. This one hit on the ground, left side. That's going to get through the hole for a base hit. Buchanan coming into field, the weakly hit ground ball. But coming in to score without a throw is Halvorsen. It's an RBI single for Jay Williams in the fifth inning, and it's 7-2 Bucks. It is all Waterloo tonight. They lead it by 5. Excited Buck dugout after their right fielder collected that RBI knock, entering today hitting under 200, and has now got 2 runs driven in the contest. Cooper Schulte, the right-handed hitting shortstop, has reached in both of his plate appearances here today. First pitch, dancing off second. It's Williams, a back pick after the called ball is not in time. Schulte, an infield single, and later scored in the second. Also drew a 6-pitch walk in the third inning. There's a pickoff move to check in on the runner at first base prior to the 0-1 delivery. Thornton set, dancing off second. A big lead for Williams. Doesn't even give a look to Thornton. He fires home anyways, and it misses. Count now a ball and a strike. See if the runner will be put in motion here with nobody down, trying to avoid a potential double play on the ground if Thornton can roll a ground ball. The 1-1 pitch coming in here. Their pickoff move. Close one. A close call at first. Williams dives in safely. when we get to the sixth inning for the Raptors, 6-7-8, to up Schaefer, Boston, and McIntosh. The 1-1. That one misses high. Now two balls and a strike. Another low 90s fastball for Thornton. That one at 92. Behind in the count, Max. We'll see what he goes with to try and even this up. Have to wait, though. Another pickoff move. Checking in on the runner at first base. Across the Northwoods League we go. Mentioned the two finals already. How about Battle Creek putting up 18? Their home yard at MCCU Field. Dancing off second again. They got him picked off. Jay Williams come between first and second base. The throw from McGuire to Onati is in time. He had been doing that all plate appearance for Williams. He was about over a third of the way down the line, and Thornton finally gave a look over to first, and Williams is out of luck. That's the first out of the inning. Count remains 2-1 on Cooper Schulte. Bismarck, obviously downing Badlands on the road, 9-6. Yeah, 18 runs on 17 hits for the Battle Jacks over Kalamazoo in the top of the seventh. Wausau leads Green Bay 10-3 from Athletic Park in the top of the sixth. 2-1 pitch, a high chopper on the ground. Trotter Boston on the left side of the infield. That short will wait for it to come to him. And he'll throw to first in time. Two down, nobody aboard here in the home half of the fifth inning. 3-2 at Turtle Creek Stadium in Michigan. Bottom eight, the visiting Royal Oak Leprechauns leading the Traverse City Pit Spitters. A couple of 13-13 teams doing battle. We have another 13-13 team in the Northwoods League playing right here in front of us. That's your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Two outs, nobody aboard for the nine-hole hitter, Matthew Martinez. First pitch from Thornton to him. This one shot in the air, foul down the right field line. That'll get out of play. Martinez singled in the second, advanced to second on a fielding error from Walker Buchanan. He also drew a five-pitch walk back in the third inning. Thornton looks into Duggar, has his decision here for the 0-1 delivery. Fastball that just misses high. It's now 1-1. Bottom eight in Kokomo. The Jackrabbits looking to pull off a sweep of the Madison Mallards. It is 2-2. The Jackrabbits held to just two hits in the first seven-plus innings of work offensively. 1-1, that fastball from Thornton dialed up right down the heart of the plate. It's called a strike, now 1-2. Two runs on five hits, no errors for the Mallards. Twos across the board for the Jackrabbits. Two runs, two hits, and two fielding mistakes. The 1-2 from Thornton to Martinez misses high. Now two balls, two strikes. Fond du Lac, a six-run lead on the road, formerly known as Capco Park, now Moonlight Grand Field. It is 7-1 Dock Spiders over the Chinooks. 2-2 the count on the right-handed hitting Martinez. The payoff from Thornton, missing the inside corner. It's now full. Top six from Joe Faber Field. The St. Cloud Rocks being shut out in their home yard so far this season. It is 2-0 Moondog. 3-2 the count. Thornton, a big pitch coming here. That one just misses outside and low. Check swing as well. Martinez did not go around. It's a six-pitch walk draw, and he's aboard for the third time today. With two outs in the fifth, it gets it back to the top of the order in Ben Wilmots. Rockford Stadium, 5-0 the lead right now for the visiting Kenosha Kingfish. Five runs, nine hits, no errors for Kenosha. No runs, two hits, no errors for Rockford in the top of the sixth in their home yard. Wilmots, top of the order. He's reached twice today and has scored twice. First pitch fastball from Thornton in there for a called strike. Doubled and scored the first, reached on a 5-4 fielder's choice and played it in the second. Most recently, a 6-4 fielder's choice to end the third inning for the right-handed hitting center fielder of the Bucks. The 0-1 from Thornton, missing down in the dirt, blocked by Duggar. Count evens a ball and a strike. 6-6 at Bill Taunton Stadium, top six. Eau Claire at Wilmer, each team with seven hits. A combined eight errors in that ballgame on ESPN+. Five for the visiting Express, three for the Stinger. 1-1 pitch on the outside corner. It's called a strike on that 92-mile-an-hour fastball by home plate umpire and crew chief Drew Taylor. Thornton looking to put him away here. Maddox has already allowed one in this bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be in search of his first strikeout of the ball game as this fastball misses away. It's now 2-2. Only one combined strikeout from Rafter pitching and four walks between Mulamekic and Thornton here tonight. 7-2 the score, bottom five, runner on first, two outs if you're just tapping in. Raptors trailing by 5 in the second and final game of this series as the 2-2 pitch to Wilmus is fouled away. 5-1 Rochester. They come here tomorrow, but they're at home right now against the 9-16 Minot Hot Tots. The Honkers in pursuit of their 8th win of the season. Lacrosse taking on the lone Canadian team here in the Northwoods League, the Thunder Bay Border Cats. Is the 2-2 pitch shot on the ground. That's going to get through into right field for a base hit. Martinez puts on the brakes at second. It is a two-out single. Second into the ballgame, a third time reaching base for Ben Wilmus tonight. With two on, it'll bring up Evan Morrison, starting pitcher and now designated hitter for the Bucks. Morrison, 1-for-2 in 3 plate appearances. Thornton dealing with some traffic on the bases with 2 down in the 5th. The first pitch to Morrison fouled the other way. That'll get into the seats down the left field line. For Morrison, a sack bunt in the 1st, RBI single, and later scored in the 2nd. Grounded out to the 2nd baseman, Mason Onati, to begin the 4th inning. Thornton looks in, gets his signs from Duggar, the 0-1 coming home. This one tapped out in front of the plate. Duggar will scamper out from behind the dish to field, and he'll throw it to 1st in time. 2-3 put out for Morrison to retire the side. Another run added by Waterloo in the 5th. We head to the 6th from Riverfront Stadium. 7-2 the score. It's Raptor Baseball at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad bought a dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors back on WFHR. Gaz in the spot of Schaefer. That'll be a straight swap. The 0-1 count coming here to the right-handed hitting infielder slash outfielder from UC Irvine. 7 runs on 11 hits and no errors for the Bucks. 2 runs on 6 hits and an error for the Raptors if you're just joining us. BD retiring the last 7 Raptor hitters he's faced. The 1-1. This one hit high in the air center field. Regular depth, though, camping underneath is Wilmus to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Make it 8 straight retired by the right-hander. couple of scoreless frames, and then, or one, two, three frames, I should add, and then a strikeout of McIntosh to retire the side in the third is what started this streak. Trotter Boston out of the seventh spot. He's got a hit tonight. That was in his last at-bat, a single in the third inning. Also grounded out three unassisted to Marcus Heisen in the second. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting Boston misses low and away. A hot one here tonight in Waterloo. Like I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, 91 degrees with a heat index of 100 at the time of first pitch. The 1-0 breaking ball flipped in there from Beattie for a called strike. Currently 85. I feel like a 90. Welcome to summer, folks. Just a week out from July. The 1-1. This one hit high in the air down the left field line. That'll find the seat. It's now 1-2. One, two, the count on the Raptors shortstop. Wisconsin Rapids looking to get their first hits. Well, since Boston did so in the third. Right-hander Beattie set. 15 on the pitch clock. Rocks and fires. This one chopped on the ground over to first. Heisen backing up to glove. And he'll flip to Beattie, covering the first base bag in time. Score at 3-1, two up, two down in this sixth inning. Kyler McIntosh. 1-for-2 today, a single in the second. Was recently struck out swinging in the third. Former collegiate teammates with former Raptor Tyler McClanahan. Big announcement today for the freshman outfielder from Orlando as the first pitch misses high to McIntosh for ball one. We've been talking about guys who have committed for the transfer portal to other schools that are on the team right now. Max Whitesell to Wright State, Jack Matthew to Kent State. How about Tyler McClanahan committing to Flagler College in his home state of Florida out of the transfer portal? Congratulations to him as the 1-0 pitch misses low to McIntosh. It's now two balls and no strikes. Flagler Division II and very well-known D2 school as well. And for McClanahan getting to stay in his home state, looking forward to seeing what he'll do in the upcoming spring in his second season of collegiate baseball. The 2-0 to McIntosh. This one tapped on the ground. That'll roll foul down the third baseline. Count now 2-1 on the Raptor third baseman. In the home half of the sixth, it'll be 3-4-5. Chase Beattie, Marcus Heisen, and Larry Edwards due up as Waterloo looks to extend their 7-2 lead. Beattie looking for his third consecutive 1-2-3 frame against the Raptors. The 2-1 to McIntosh. This one rolled over on the ground to third base. Beattie will wait for it to come to him. Gloves and throws to first in time. 10 straight batters retired out of the bullpen for Kyle Beattie. Another 1-2-3 frame. We head to the home half of the sixth from Riverfront Stadium. 7-2 the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Maddox Thornton back out on the mound for this bottom of the sixth inning from Riverfront Stadium. 7-2 the score. The Bucks leading your Raptors in game two of this series in Iowa. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors on WFHR. Welcoming you back into the broadcast booth, whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320. We're on your Civic Media apps. Thanks so much for spending your Monday night here with us. So all sorts of changes. Let's get to them. Tracer Lopez entering the ballgame and playing short. Trotter Boston going from short to second. Trent Loyola's into the game to play first. Max McGuire moving from first to right. Jorge Degatti moving from right to left. Exiting Walker Buchanan. First pitch swinging. This one popped up. Shallow right center field from Chase Beatty. And out there to make the grab is Trotter Boston, the new second baseman for the first out of the inning. Mason Onati then moving from second to center field. So we don't know who's in for who in terms of actual spotting. We know Lopez entering the ballgame, as with Loyola's. Exiting is Buchanan and McElfatrick. We don't know if Loyola's is in the spot of McElfatrick or vice versa, or who's in for who, but all we know is Buchanan and McElfatrick out, Loyola's, Lopez in, and some moving parts as well on the infield in the change. Maddox Thornton's first pitch to the left-handed hitting Marcus Heisen misses low for ball one. Thornton working in another frame after entering in the third in relief of Arnaud Mulemekic with two on and two out. We're now here in the home half of the sixth. The 1-0 pitch to the left-handed hitting Heisen is in there for a called strike. One in the first, one in the third for the Raptors. One in the first, four in the second, one in the third, and one in the fifth for Waterloo. They're looking to sweep this series against Wisconsin Rapids after the Raptors slept the Bucks in their home house in week one. 1-2 breaking ball right over the top. It's called a strike. It's now 1-2. Larry Edwards on deck. Ian Halverson to follow. Thornton looks in, comes set, a two-strike delivery here for Maddox. Breaking ball, this one shot in the air, right center field. Mason Onati giving chase out near the gap. That's going to get over his head and one hop the wall. Heading to second is Heisen. It is a one-out double here in the sixth inning. Larry Edwards, 2-for-3 in the ballgame, had an RBI single in the first, doubled and scored in the third, and most recently grounded out to a fielder's choice to end the fourth inning. So some new Raptors into the ballgame for the back third of this one. The second of four straight on the road. They'll head to Capital Credit Union Park tomorrow and Wednesday. Couple of 6:35 first pitches against the Green Bay Rockers. First pitch swing as Edwards hits this one on the ground to short. Tracer Lopez gloves and throws to first. That one dug out by Loyola's in time. Two down in the sixth. Two newest Raptors in the ballgame connecting on that 6-3 put out, leaving Heisen on second for the right-handed hitting second baseman Ian Halverson. Halverson in the ballgame, doubled and scored an inning ago to lead off the fifth. Other than that, hitless. 1-for-2. Righty on righty, showing bunt. Halverson making contact. This one foul down the third baseline on the first pitch thrown by Thornton. On deck is Jay Williams, then it'll be Cooper Schulte getting into the bottom half and then bottom third of the buck order for the fourth time already today. Breaking ball on the next delivery from Thornton, right down the heart of the plate. It's in there for a called strike. He's ahead here on Halverson, nothing in two. Two down, runner on second, 7-2 Bucks, bottom six. The payoff coming here from Maddox. Breaking ball, got him looking. That retires the side. It's the first strikeout out of the bullpen in this contest for Maddox Thornton. We head to the seventh here in Iowa, 7-2. The score, it's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we...
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the top of the seventh inning here at Riverfront Stadium. The Waterloo Bucks and your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters doing battle for the second time in as many days. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back with you on WFHR. It's the 912 spots due up to begin this frame. The Cashel Duggar, Tracer Lopez, in off the bench, making his first plate appearance in the ballgame. And then Mason Onati. A lot of changes defensively, like we mentioned. In that bottom half of the sixth inning, Lopez and Trent Liolis entering. Lopez in the spot of McElpatrick in the order. Liolis coming in for Walker Buchanan. Righty on lefty battle. It's still Chase Beattie out and dealing for Waterloo. A first pitch strike into Duggar. Beattie retiring the last 10 Rafter hitters he's faced. That means Liolis for Buchanan. Lopez for McElpatrick. The 0-1 to Duggar. A fastball in the outside corner. It's nothing at two. As you mentioned, Onati from second to center field. Degatti from right to left. McGuire from first to right. Boston from short to second base. The 0-2. This is up and away. Count now sits at a ball and two strikes. Cashel's 1-for-2 today. He singled back in the second. So flew out to right field in the fourth. 1-2 home. This one tapped out in front of the mound. Beattie off the field. It Duggar digging it down the line. There's not going to be a throw as Beattie takes a spill. Infield single for Cashel Duggar, his second hit of the ballgame, and it snaps the 10 straight scoreless batters retired streak from Beattie, a runner aboard to lead off this sixth inning. Top of the seventh. Time flies when you're having fun. Tracer Lopez in the spot of Owen McElpatrick. McElpatrick was 0-for-2 today in three plate appearances. First pitch to Lopez misses low. McElpatrick had drawn a six-pitch walk to begin the ballgame in the first inning. He also flew out to left in the second and grounded out to third in the fourth inning. See how much longer Beattie goes for. First two innings were worked by Morrison. This is his fifth inning worked into. Now put it as a 4-plus stat sheet. 1-0 to the left-handed hitting. Lopez misses downstairs. Two balls, no strikes on the Texas Tech Red Raider. Tracer got the start in yesterday's loss. Hit ninth and played short. He reached twice and a couple of hits. Singled in the fifth and a bunt single in which he later scored one of the six Rafter runs in the seventh. Duggar off first being held on by Heisen. 2-0 pitch. This one tapped out in front of the mound. Beattie gloves. Throws to second in time for one. There will be no throw to first. It is a 1-4 fielder's choice. Lopez aboard out on the bases is Cashel Duggar. Mason Onati, the new center fielder for the Rafters. Talked about his versatility in that he had made his first start in center field. the weekend series with Madison. He's been plugged in there in a move from second base later on in this one. Onati today has reached twice and is 1-for-2 in 3 plate appearances. Singled in the first, drew a 4-pitch walk in the second, most recently popped out at the shortstop Cooper Schulte to retire the side in the fourth inning as a first-pitch fastball from the right-hander Beatty misses outside on Onati for ball one. One out and a runner on first when we get to the home half of the seventh. 7-8-9 to up for the Bucks. Jay Williams, Cooper Schulte, and Matthew Martinez. The 1-0 pitch. We'll have to wait a pickoff move from Beatty to check in on Lopez at first base. Right-hander Beatty with 10 on the pitch clock comes set and looks home. 1-0. This one, broken bat flare into right field. It's going to get down for a base hit. To second is Lopez. Mason Onati, his second hit of the ballgame and his third time on the paths. It comes with one out here in the top of the seventh. Raptors are cooking with Jorge Degatti stepping into the batter's box. Degatti 0-for-2, still trying to extend his hit streak. Sack fly in the first. He flew out to center in the second. Ground out to the mound in the fifth. Of a mound visit here with the Bucs and their entire infield. If you're looking to come watch the Raptors in the second half of the season, there's no better place to stay from out of town than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality. Small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 2 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Raptors. 7 runs, 11 hits. No errors for Waterloo. The Bucks taking yesterday's game, a Sunday matinee, by the score of 10-8. Tristan Krusenberry in the bullpen for the Raptors getting loose. Jake Kennedy tossing for Waterloo down the left field line. We got double barrel action, one from each team. Pitchers so far for Wisconsin Rapids, Mulemekic and Thornton, Morrison, and Beatty. Beatty has shouldered the load out of the pen for Waterloo tonight. Jorge Degatti with 2 on and 1 out after the mound, meaning steps in, righty-on-righty battle the first pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner is called a strike. Jorge looking back in disgust. He'll have to go to battle here, down 0-1. After Max McGuire in the on-deck circle, it'll be the first plate appearance today for Trent Lyolis. Coming set, Beatty looks back at second, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Degatti tardy on that one. It's nothing and two. O-2 the count on the now Raptor left fielder. Beatty peers in. It's the sign and the payoff. This one shot in the air down the right field line. That'll find the stand. Good fight from Degatti here on the 0-2. As mentioned, Raptors awaiting the bottom third. Wonder if it'll be Krusenberry post-stretch here at Riverfront Stadium. Home plate umpire Drew Taylor cleaning off the dish prior to the next 0-2 delivery in this battle between Beatty and Degatti. The 0-2. This is low and away, now a ball and two strikes. After Max McGuire, Trent Lyolis, Landon Gaz, who came in for Grayson Schaefer back in the sixth inning, will get his second plate appearance of the ballgame. 1-2. This is low and away. It's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Big spot here for Degatti with 2 on and 1 away. The Raptors trail at 7-5. You look at the Northwoods League scoreboard. Lacrosse leading Thunder Bay 5-3, top 7 in Copeland Park. Doubleheader today between Bismarck and Badlands. 2-2 misses away. It's now a full count. 6-0, Bismarck leading the Big Sticks on the road. They won it earlier. Badlands hitless through the first couple innings. That one from Dickinson Baseball Field on ESPN+. 3-2 the count to Gaudi in his fourth trip to the plate today in search of his first hit, trying to extend that hitting streak from 10 games to 11. The payoff from Beedy. Fouled away. Good fight here and a good battle between these two in the top of the seventh inning. A 6:35 first pitch tonight. We're just over the two-hour mark. Leading off second is Tracer Lopez. On first is Mason Onati. The 3-2 pitch. This one popped up in the air, giving Chase Marcus Heisen down the first base line. Does he have enough room? He does not. That one right out in front of the grandstands down the first base line. Another 3-2 coming here. From Beedy to Jorge Degatti. Looking at the pitchers used yesterday, it was 5 arms for Waterloo, 3 for the Rafters. Two again in the righty-on-righty battle. He fires. This one hit on the ground. That's off the glove of Beedy into left field for a knock. Lopez getting the wave around from third. He's going to come in to score. We'll see how it is scored. There might be a chance Jorge Degatti just extended his hitting streak to 11 games. Score now 7-3 Waterloo. To second is Onati. Max McGuire has got one long ball today. He steps into the box 2-for-3 with 2 on and 1 away in the seventh. McGuire also a base hit the first, most recently flew out to right field to make the second out of the fifth inning. The first batter, Beedy, faced out of the bullpen. The first pitch to Max, a fastball missing high for ball one. Mark it down as a hit for Degatti. And an 11-game hitting streak for the Nova Southeastern product. 1-0 pitch. That one runs zipping it, hits McGuire in the hand. I believe home plate umpire Drew Taylor saying that's a foul ball. Kirk Schreider out of the dugout saying, I don't think so. That simply can't be the case. McGuire caught that one on his left hand. Plain and simple, it should load the bases with one out here in the top of the seventh inning. Now the entire crew is going to meet Taylor Kula and Jacob Gorman. Rafters could use McGuire on the bases, would bring the tying run to the plate here in the top of the seventh. For just joining us, a run in the first, third, and now one in the seventh here for the Rafters. One in the bottom of the first, 4 in the bottom of the second, 1 in the bottom of the third, 1 bottom 5 for Waterloo. It's going to be awarded as a foul ball. So McGuire will have to step back into the box here with a 1-1 count. See if Max can make him pay here. Degatti on first. On second is Onati. Kirk Schreider continuing to bark out at Drew Taylor, and Taylor having to take his mask off behind home plate, saying that's enough. The Rafter field manager down the first baseline. The 1-1. McGuire shoots this one back up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Onati gets the wave around from third. He's going to come in to score. Max McGuire wanted to swing the bat anyways. It's an RBI single, and the Rafters trail it by 3 in the top of the seventh. 3-hit ball game for McGuire. To second on the knock is Degatti. Now Daryl Handelsman out of the dugout. Might be all we see here from Kyle Beedy this evening, and if so, it was a fantastic outing out of the pen. He makes the motion. It will be Jake Kennedy to enter when we return. 7-4 the score, 2 on, 1 down in the top of the seventh. Don't go anywhere. It's Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher into the ballgame with one out and two on. It's not Jake Kennedy. It's actually the right-hander, Jack Scrafano, the redshirt freshman from Santa Ana College and a native of Corona, California. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Our score is 7-4 in the top of the seventh. The Rafters already plating two in this inning, chasing out the right-handed reliever, Kyle Beatty. Out on second is Jorge Degatti. Max McGuire on first after an RBI single to put the Rafters within three runs. Trent Lyolis will be making his first trip to the plate in this ballgame as he came in for Walker Buchanan. Buchanan was 0-for-3 in his first three plate appearances, flying out to center in the first, grounding out to short in the third, going down swinging in the fifth. Grafano now throwing in his sixth game of the season. Left-handed hitting Lyolis steps into the box. First pitch to Trent misses high. Grafano last working an inning at La Crosse 2 days ago in the 11-1 loss to the Loggers on June 22nd. Faced the minimum in that inning to the right-hander. 7.36 ERA so far this season. 1-0. Lyolis takes high, now two balls and no strikes. Gone two-thirds of an inning twice, a third of an inning once, and twice he's gone a frame. So three outs has been the maximum for this right-hander so far in the season. For Lyolis, he's playing in his ninth game as a Raptor, the Newport Beach, California native, in just over 100 at 105. The 2-0 pitch, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball in there for a called strike. Lyolis, 2-for-19, had a hit at Wausau in the day cap off the bench. That victory. Also collected his first hit to the place we're going tomorrow, Green Bay, nearly 2 weeks ago. 2-1 pitch. This one shot the other way to left field. It's down for a base hit. Degatti getting the stop sign at third. McGuire to second. We're going station to station here in the top of the seventh. It's 7-4 still, but the bags are juiced with one away for Landon Gads. How about this? The Raptors threatening again. Going to add more to their two-run seventh inning, heading into the seventh inning stretch. Gads flew out to center field, coming off the bench in the spot of Grayson Schaefer to lead off the sixth inning. Ready on righty, battle the Waterloo defense on the infield in regular depth. First pitch to Gads. Fastball missing high from the right-hander for ball one. Grafano following Kyle Beatty. Arch has been Mulemekic and Thornton for the Raptors. 1-0. Swing and miss from Gaz. It's now 1-1. On deck is Trotter Boston. Then it's Kyler McIntosh. Raptors a chance to get back into the ball game in a bigger way here with the tying run on first base in Lyolis. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball right down the heart of the plate. It's called a strike. Count now 1-2. Gaz got his first hit as a Raptor in the comeback victory against Madison Friday night. It was an infield single in that ninth inning. He later scored. 1-2 the count. Gaz in the hole. He's going to have to go in after anything close here. The payoff pitch from Scrafano. He got him swinging. Gaz down on strikes. It is the second out in this seventh inning, and it's up to Trotter Boston, the eighth hitter into the box in the frame for the Rafters. Boston's 1-for-3 tonight, grounded out 3 and assisted back in the second, singled in the third, grounded out 3-1 in his last trip to the plate a frame ago. First pitch from Scrifano to Boston. This is inside, nearly hitting him. It's 1-0. Raptors began the inning with an infield single from Cashel Duggar. Tracer Lopez reaching on a fielder's choice. Onati singled and scored. Degatti singled and a big RBI knock for Max McGuire. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss from Boston. Count evens 1-1. 4 runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Raptors. 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Waterloo. Beattie looks in, or I should say that's Scrifano. The catcher, Martinez, the 1-1. Missing the outside corner, count now 2 balls and a strike. 96 on that fastball from the right-hander. Violas on first. Degatti on second. I should say Degatti on third. McGuire on second. The 2-1. This one hit on a line. That's a base hit into right field. Degatti scores. McGuire stumbling around third. Gets the stop sign. We continue to go station to station, and that's now a 3-run top of the seventh. Raptors pull within 2, 7-5 the score. How about that from Boston continuing to come up clutch? Extends this inning for Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh 1-for-3 today. He singled in the second, struck out swinging to end the third, and grounded out to short back at the sixth. The Alabama State Hornet playing third base tonight. First pitch to him, foul tip into the glove of the catcher Martinez. It's 0-1. We got a whole new ball game here, folks. From a 5-run game to just a 2-run game. Raptor bullpen's got to keep it close post-stretch. Right-hander set, the 0-1. This one tapped out in front of third. Could be a tough play to make for Beatty. Charging in, the throw to first, not in time. Too high of a hop. It's an infield single for Kyler McIntosh, and it is 7-6 Waterloo. Rafters have hit around this inning. Boston to second, Violas to third. McGuire scores. It'll bring up the leadoff hitter in this inning out of the 9 spot, Cashel Duggar. Cashel Duggar, an infield single. He had to start the inning as a chance to tie it here with a runner out on third, being Violas, 90 feet away. First pitch runs in and it hits him, and we're tied. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Scrifano runs in and gets a piece of Duggar. We're knotted at 7-all. It is a 5-run top of the seventh inning for the Rafters. McIntosh to second, Boston to third. Loyola's touches home. Into the top of the order we go with Tracer Lopez. Lopez had reached on a fielder's choice that took Duggar off the bases 1-4 to begin this inning as the two-hitter. Later score, Daryl Handelsman back out to the mound. That is Sam Hart, who got the save last day, yesterday in the afternoon contest. Making the motion of the pen is the field manager of the Bucks, and we'll have another pitching change here in this top of the seventh inning. 7-7 the score. We are all knotted up at Riverfront Stadium. Don't go anywhere. It's Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the